But I just wanted to say a few things because, you know, as we're heading over there, mentality starts to think and grow and imagine and praise the Lord and be excited about something new. Okay. Most people are excited about something new. Some people don't really handle new things all that well. But I want to talk to you a little bit before we go over about being a pioneer. Okay. Now, whether you know it or not, a lot of you are actually pioneers. How do I know that? Because you were unafraid to come to a church inside of a strip mall. It takes a certain type of person to go for it anyway. And, you know, when we first started the church, we had a precious couple, Jim and Delia. Most of you know them. And they called the church looking for some information about Houston Faith Church. Somebody had told them there's a place that preaches the full gospel. And so they called and wanted to talk to somebody, talk to Joni. And Joni said, well, we're looking for a few people to help us pioneer this church. And when she said that, Brother Jim said, that's it. That's our church. We're going to go help them pioneer. Well, that's somebody that says, you know what? Let's go do something. Let's get serious about something and go do it. And so whether you know it or not, that's you too. Because you came here and you recognize that it's a growing church. It has a lot of potential. But yet we still got a lot of work to do. And so one of the paradoxes about pioneering is you pioneer so that you can take new territory. So that you can settle in a new territory. But then all of a sudden, if you settle too long, you lose the spirit. If you settle too long, you get complacent. You get too comfortable. You lose the vision. You lose the energy. You lose the fire. You forget purpose. We made it. Now we get to coast. Well, but if you coast too long, you'll fail in the fight. If you coast too long, you won't fulfill the plan of God. So Christians, real Christians, spirit-filled Christians, faith Christians, have to be pioneers their whole life. There may be some seasons where you settle just a little bit and enjoy the fruits of your labor, but then you pioneer again and you do something again. And it could be a new campus, a new building, or it could just be new things going on in the kingdom, new outreaches, new something, at least a new person getting saved. And that's why we're always pushing not to just be comfortable. So let's just say a few things about pioneers versus settlers. You know, Abraham's dad took off and took the family and was headed towards a promised land, but then he settled. The Bible says he settled in Haran. He settled. And they stayed there 5 years before Abraham left. That's when God said leave. But he had told Abraham to leave many years before. And so Abraham departed for the promised land on a mission. He said, you're getting this land. Look, as far as you can see, you're going to have the whole thing. And so all of a sudden, Abraham became a pioneer. He became somebody that's going to take some ground and do something. And then he went to Canaan. Then he went in and began to fulfill the plan of God. And that's where we're at in life. But you just got to be careful because faith is a journey. You can't serve God faithfully without a pioneering spirit. The danger in settling is that it traps us in routines and patterns that become difficult to escape. Think about our lives. Think about our spiritual lives. Same thing. Everything we do with God, we cannot let ourselves get too complacent or we'll feel like we're trapped. It creates a cycle that prevents forward movement. Well, we need your help. We all need each other's help to not get stuck in old ways of thinking.
Amen.
Here's some qualities of a pioneer. Number one, a pioneer is a visionary. You got to be able to see beyond what you see. You got to be able to see beyond natural sight. Pioneers understand the value of that. They know that vision is greater than natural sight. Vision allows pioneers to see the future while sight keeps settlers bound in the present. So we have a vision. We've had a vision for a long time. And that vision needs to develop. It needs to grow. It needs to advance. So don't be afraid of heading out into uncharted territory. Another quality of a pioneer is that we're purpose-driven. We have a purpose in this. We understand the purpose. You know, David saw that there was a problem and needed a solution. He said, is there not a cause? They said, why are you out here, you know, trying to go against Goliath? He said, isn't there a reason? Isn't there a reason why we're doing this? Isn't there a need to kill the giant? Isn't there a need to help people get saved? Isn't there a need to grow the kingdom? Is there not a cause for this? There is a cause. We're gonna anchor into this community and be a beacon of hope and light for it. Amen. Not only the community, because we're from all over the city, aren't we? We're from all over the place. And we're expecting that the place, the city of Houston and beyond, needs another beacon of light and hope. Amen. A place where miracles happen. A place where Jesus is alive. Yeah. A place where the Spirit moves. A place where God is known. There's a cause. We need help. All of us need help, and we know there's people out there that need help. Then the third quality of a pioneer is that pioneers are line crossers, meaning they cross the line from the known to the unknown. Because they're powered by vision, they're willing to go into uncharted territory. There'll be things in the ministries that we do that we'll have to go into places we haven't done before. We'll have to strategize further. We'll have to create some new things. Because here we're a little bit limited in some things, and we have potential to do much more in the future. So we're not afraid of change. Now, some people don't like change, and when it comes down, everybody right here would say, I'm not afraid of change. But when it comes down to it, and somebody says you need to change what you're doing, like, oh my gosh, what are you saying? This is how we've always done it. We're not afraid of challenges and giants. We don't have to have all the questions answered before we start. We know that there will be many decisions to make, so we just go. God goes with us, and we kill the giants as they arise. We'll do our best to plan, strategize. We'll at least have direction, but then we know there will be a lot of things that have to happen. And so nobody can be stuck in any one certain thought or way. We'll kill the giant when it comes. We'll overcome the challenge as we run into it. The fourth quality of a pioneer is that we're adaptable. We adapt in the new territory and the season. That means we plug in. It'll be unknown. We'll get over there and it'll be like, oh man, this is a little bit bigger than where do I fit here? Well, don't lose heart. Don't let that be an opportunity to feel like you're disconnected from this place and lost. No, you disconnect here, you reconnect. We plug in, take responsibility, take ownership. Amen. So in about five or six months, we're going to take ownership over there, and everybody's going to have to pick a spot. Yeah. Take ownership. Yeah. Pick a seat. And the fifth quality of a pioneer is that you have to desire to grow. Pioneers always want to do more. We're not complacent. We're not just happy with status quo. There's a little bit more we could do. So we want to grow. We want to grow the church. We want to grow the kingdom. We want to grow personally. And when you do something like this, you're going to grow personally. So how many pioneers do we have in here? Is everybody going to grow across the river with us?
Yes!
Or are people going to say, I'd prefer to stay on this side of the Jordan? No. You know, there was a couple tribes of Israel that lost a little heart and said, you know, we're happy on this side of the Jordan. We don't really need the promised land that God gave us. We'll be happy here. How many of those we got in here?
No.
All right, so we're all going to go for it? We do appreciate you being with us, because it ain't just us. This don't work if it's just me and Pastor Joni and Aaron and Patty. There's got to be a few more of us, you know. So it makes it fun and exciting when we do it together. So thanks for sticking it out with us and hanging in there all these years and pioneering and digging and planting and laying foundation. And now we're going to go see what's about to happen in the future. Praise God.
Thank you for joining us for the preaching of God's Word. We trust that your faith and your love for God is stronger than ever before. More information about Stevenson Ministries and Houston Faith Church is available online at HoustonFaith.tv. Chaz and Joni Stevenson are the pastors of a dynamic, growing church in Houston, Texas, and have a New Testament vision of preaching the uncompromised Word of God with the power of the Holy Spirit, helping people get saved and building strong Christians who can impact their world. Houston Faith Church is a place where the love of God is real, where lives are changed, and where followers of Jesus become fishers of men.